Yeah, for sure. It's really given us something to really work towards and to build towards as a group. You know, we've got a new look group this year, a lot different to last year, and a lot of new guys coming in, but I'm excited about it. I haven't played in, I think, 9 months now, and I think a lot of the guys are in the same boat. So, you know, we're excited to get back on the floor.
What do you hope to get from tomorrow night? So many new faces. Is it to get everyone through and get some match fitness, or is it to try to work out what you're really going to be doing with your best players on board and stuff like that?
Well, you know, teams have been mixing up the last few weeks of practice to build those relationships. You know, those relationships don't form overnight. And I think tomorrow night's going to be a real test to see where we're at as a group. You know, we've trained against each other every day. You know, guys are really getting to know one another, and I guess to be able to beat up on someone else and really go out and, I suppose, test ourselves and see where we are as a group is going to be fun. It's going to be important for us and really give us a benchmark to be able to build from. Yeah, I mean, I think that makes it a lot easier for us, I suppose, outside guys coming in. You know, you've got like Wags, Bryce, Norto, Clint, those guys have been here, understand it so well. It's made, I guess, the learning process of, you know, the system, the offense and defensive end of the floors is, I guess, it's made that transition easier for me and guys like Kev and those guys coming in, because they understand it so well and they've played it for so many years now. It's made it a lot easier. But I'm just excited to get back on the floor and, I guess, see where we are as a group.
Playing against the former mob, they're different, obviously. Different coach, a lot of different players. Does
yeah.
it feel like you're playing against the team you used to play
with? I guess, yes and no. Like, I got a lot of, I guess, teammates from last year on that team. There's still, you know, I think there's four on there. But, yeah, as you said, new ownership, new coach, pretty much a new group. It does feel like that. But, yeah, I think it's tomorrow night's more probably about us. It's, you know, we've got, now that we do have a start date, we've got a date and a game to be able to build towards and really focus on that that start date of the season. But you know, tomorrow night's going to be hopefully a big step in the right direction for us.
From a big picture perspective, sport in Perth without having a quarantine hasn't happened for a hell of a long time. Mm.
Yeah, for sure, and I guess that has made the last, you know, 6-7 months so different for everybody, and I guess not many people in this world have experienced it at all. So, yeah, it's definitely nice to, I suppose, get back to some sort of normality, but at the same time, you know, they're obviously flying in tonight. It's going to be, I guess, tough. It's a long flight. I've done it for 10 years now. It's a long way to come and play, but, you know, I think they got a pretty young group, and, you know, the way Gorge likes to play, he's going to be, I guess, on them, and they're going to be ready to play tomorrow. But, yeah, as I said, I think it's tomorrow night's more about us, and we're excited about it.
It's like the last two games in front of nobody. To have that crowd again, will that be exciting for just and the fans to be able to watch you again?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's, as I said, I didn't play. I guess it was normal for me last time I played, if you could say that. But, you know, it's going to be nice to be on the other side of the fence for the Wren Army. I've been booed and cheered against for 10 years now, so it's nice to be on the other side of the fence and be able to, I guess, cheered for. But now I know the fans have, I guess, they've been waiting for the games to come back and for this date to come back. So, you know, we're all going to be ready, and I know they will be too.
What are we like to play with Bryce?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the attention that he draws is a lot. You know, he's a big focus for opposition teams, and it's how we, I guess, play around him and how we, I guess, continue to move off the ball and continue to help him. And as a group, we're going to continue to move forward. But, you know, we had a pretty good week. We've had a really good 3 weeks of training now off the ball, moving, playing unselfish. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And what are we going to see from John Mooney? Obviously, the fans have seen you play, they've seen Kevin play, they haven't seen John play.
Mm-hmm.
What have you noticed?
Active, very active, and he's very long. I think that's why he's such a good rebounder. He's quick off the floor, quick to clean the glass, but you know, offensively he's strong. He can shoot the ball from mid-range pretty well, all the way to the three. But you know, I think he's a pretty active guy. But I think he's another guy that's sort of fit in here really well, and is really starting to find his role and starting to find his, I guess, at both ends of the floor. And I think that's probably sometimes the hardest thing, is just come from an outsider coming in with so many guys that have been here for a long time. He's finding a place, but I think he's slotted in pretty well.
Is a big part of tomorrow actually being able to play ball go through the net at the actual home venue?
Yeah, for sure. And I guess having shoot around there is pretty cool tomorrow morning just to get a feel, especially guys like John that haven't played there before and really get a feel of what it is. Yeah, it's going to be our home floor, and you know, we want to be able to make that a fortress and be able to defend it. So tomorrow's got to be a – it's got to start tomorrow. Sweet. Easy done.
Thank you.